problem was the students dipped their toes and lathered them up in peanut butter while their classmates went first knuckle on the toe deep and licked through their toes to remove the peanut butter in a race to see who could be the freakiest freak.
The King of Crunk wants us all to get low again, but this time he wants us to sit crisscross applesauce and take a deep breath.
In other news, Justin went to the movies alone because he's a loser with no friends.
It's not a big deal. He just points at people and hikes the ball. It'll be okay. He's easily replaceable and we'll all be fine. Matt, back to you.
The Working Perspectives Podcast presents WPP News. I'm Matt Lavelle, accompanied today by the one and only Liam Reese, Mikey Medigan, and J-Dub Justin Richardson. On this show, we'll be bringing you the internet's juiciest news stories and reporting on everything from a retirement that has an entire city crying, to the Big Mac Bandit, to a school fundraiser that'll sweep you off your feet. We're going to head to Liam Reese, who's going to give us the latest on some skeet skeet meditation. Liam, what's the scoop?
We all know and love rapper Lil Jon from hits like Get Low, when in the early 2000s, we all just wanted to skeet all over the walls. Then we all danced to Stick That Thing Out, Skeezer. And let's not forget how awesome it was watching all those people fly off that speedboat with Turn Down for What as the soundtrack. But now we're all older. We're calmer, getting ready to chill out. Turns out, so is Lil Jon. The King of Crunk wants us all to get low again, but this time he wants us to sit crisscross applesauce and take a deep breath. So go ahead and pop on his newest album, Total Meditation, and relax to tracks like Mindful Breathing and Relieve Anxiety. Me? This story has got me wanting to hit shuffle on Lil Jon's Spotify. So I'll either be popping that thing out or finding my center. I'm Liam Reese, WPP News Entertainment. Back to you, Matt.
Thank you for that, Liam. Man, I'll tell you, listening to something like that just makes me want to say, yeah, okay, what? All right, very good. Thank you for that, Liam. We're going to keep it moving. We're going to head over to Mikey Medigan, who's got the latest on the story from the Golden Arches. Mikey Medigan, what's the story?
Hey, Matt, you on site, on scene at Mickey D's, where the ultimate 70-year-old gastro gorilla Donald Gorsi has stretched his Guinness Book World Record of Big Macs eaten to 34,128 by crushing 728 Big Macs in 2023. Now, old Iron Stomach said he used to eat 9 Big Macs a day, but only pumps 2 poison patties into his throat nowadays. Mr. Invincible Intestines started this disgusting record in May of 1972 and has a receipt and box from every artery clogging pattern to prove his ridiculous number. When I asked how he's not 5,000 pounds, he tells me he walks 6 miles every day and is in good health. Unbelievably. Now, I'm not sure if it's the 6 miles or the constant diarrhea he's had since 1972 that keeps him so thin. But all that aside, the devil of digestion needs to be studied in some type of form in a hospital, because I don't know if there's some secret, if he's just shoving them into his throat into a bag. Somehow he's not dead. Either way, Matthew, I'm going to kick it back to you to the studio because I'm going to throw up if I talk about this anymore. Mikey Medigan, out.
Thank you for that, Mikey Medigan. I'll tell you, this guy sounds like he's got the special sauce. All right, thank you very much for that, Mikey Medigan. We're going to keep it moving. We're going to head to J-Dub Justin Richardson, who's going to talk about, well, the loss of a great one. J-Dub, what's the story?
With a heavy heart, the 7-time Pro Bowler, 6-time All-Pro, and Super Bowl 52 champion Jason Kelce, center for the Philadelphia Eagles, has officially retired. And it is with heavy heart that I admit that I will miss him. Many fans are distraught and they don't know how they'll get over this. And I just want to remind them that he is just the center and it's not a big deal. He just points at people and hikes the ball. It'll be okay. He's easily replaceable and we'll all be fine. Matt, back to you.
Thank you for that, Justin. And I think I speak for everyone when I say, shut the f*** up, you f***ing bag bastard. He's a f***ing hero. All right. Thank you for that, Justin. We're going to keep it moving. Head back to Liam Reese, who's going to talk about, well, a thief that'll knock you nuts. All right, Liam, what's the story?
In Big Pine Key, Florida, a man who confronted a thief who stole his tricycle ended up taking a coconut to the head for his efforts. According to Monroe County Sheriff's Amado Dominguez Quevedo, also bit the victim during the scuffle. I mean, this guy really, really wanted to keep that trike. An arrest report states that deputies were called to the local Winn-Dixie grocery at 3:15 p.m. for a fight in progress. The fight started after a man confronted Dominguez Quevedo for stealing his adult tricycle, which cost him $260. Dominguez Quevedo was all business and responded immediately with multiple coconut strikes to the head. He then bit the victim several times. When a deputy approached Amado, he spit in his face. Eventually, they were able to get cuffs on this guy, but then he pulled the rag doll, went completely limp, and they had to drag him away. Not surprisingly, Dominguez Quevedo faces multiple charges. It should also be noted that he lives on Coconut Palm Drive. So moving forward, it should be assumed that Amado is armed with coconuts and ready to throw down at a moment's notice. Lock your tricycles up, folks. I'm Liam Reese, WPP News.
All right. Thank you for that, Liam. Good stuff. Whew, man, that's Florida being Florida, and some say Florida is coconuts. Great stuff. We're going to keep it moving. We're going to head to Mikey Medigan, who has a story that's going to sweep you off your feet. Mike, what's the scoop?
Matthew, what you know, what you hear. We've heard of School Fight Club here on WPP News. We've brought you multiple smutty buddy teachers having affairs with their students. But now, on a WPP exclusive, we bring you the elementary school's Freaky Foot Festival for Fundraising. Maybe that's not what they called it. Deer Creek Elementary School in Oklahoma, where they were in the midst of Wonderful Week of Fundraising, a yearly event held, which raised over $150,000 this year for Not Your Average Joe Coffee Shop, which employs physically and mentally disabled people. The backlash, my friend, comes over an event called the Clash of Classes Assembly, in which one class goes up against another, and these students paid to be in it. Now, the problem was the students dipped their toes and lathered them up in peanut butter while their classmates went first knuckle on the toe deep and licked through their toes to remove the peanut butter in a race to see who could be the freakiest freak. Probably not great for school, right? But the video, which has gone viral, has reactions from Senators Ted Cruz, who simply called it child abuse. Now, a little bit different out here in Oklahoma. Everybody knows your name. And I'm going to be honest, I'm a peanut butter fan, but I ain't eating it out of the cheese in your toes. You know what I mean? So either way, your favorite Wonder Bread wop, the one who eats Sunday gravy out of a jar, I'm Mikey Medigan. This is WPP News. Back to you, Matthew.
Thank you for that, Mikey Medigan. In other news, we just found out that fundraiser was sponsored by Feet Finder. Good stuff. All right. Well, thank you for that, Mikey. We're going to keep it moving. We're going to head back to J-Dub Justin Richardson, who has the story of, well, no one wants to hang out with him, and I bet I wonder why. All right, Justin, what's the story? Go ahead.
Well, in entertainment news, I saw Dune 2. I saw it alone, which the alone theater experience, wonderful time. I had the seat next to me open. I went like 8:30 on a Sunday. I made that recline, my seat recline. You can lift the armrest up in between. I snuck in two beers. I had a little vape. I had my Zins. I had a little empty can to spit into. I got some Crunch a Bunch, which I bought from outside the theater to save money. And then I got a popcorn and a soda. And I ate so much popcorn within like the first 8 minutes of the film that I didn't want to eat any more of it. And it was honestly just a lovely, nice experience. My review is not about Dune 2. It's about go to the theater by yourself. It's lovely. It's a nice time, and I think you'll enjoy it. Matt, back to you.
Thank you for that, Justin. In other news, Justin went to the movies alone because he's a loser with no friends. All right. Well, speaking of Justin being a loser with no friends, this has been another episode of Working Perspectives Podcast presents WPP News. I'm Matt Lavelle, accompanied as always by Liam Reese, Mikey Medigan, and J-Dub Justin Richardson. In case you're wondering, you can find all our stuff and all our content on all podcast platforms and YouTube at Working Perspectives Podcast. You can also on Instagram at Working Perspectives Podcast. You can join us on Twitter and TikTok at Working P Pod. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, please email us at workingperspectives@gmail.com. And please like and subscribe so we keep bringing you the sweet, sweet content. Thanks for listening and have a good one. Thanks. See you.